These are the minutes for the Imperial Valley College Council for that day, January 24th, 2011 at 2:30 p.m. Stop.
Everybody, I don't want to keep it going. I put the agenda and everything up here for us to review. I don't think we have any membership changes, do we? We do have one slight change. A new recording secretary, Paula Saldana, welcome. Thank you for coming. Yay! Welcome to the president's office, too. We're back. Welcome back to the president's
office.
They'll be very short then.
Is there any public comments? Public is really here, so. Let's go to approval of minutes dated Monday, November 22nd, 2010. Do I have a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Right. I don't have the minutes on this document, so hopefully you had a chance to review them. Any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Abstained? Okay. Passes. Area reports. For college council reports, I don't think I had anything specific. Anybody have anything to report? One thing I was just going to mention was that the Atlas grant is in progress. We've been working on that. We are actually going to have the first of our training conferences in February 8th and 9th. We'll be training faculty. We'll then go on to other future training faculty. The areas that we're focusing on are technology, paired classes, collaborative learning, and culturally responsive learning. And we've employed the services of some people, outside trainers, who are going to be coming to train on 8th and 9th. And I'll send information out about that. We have 16 faculty volunteered to attend this, and we'll then be the leading trainers for the Atlas grant next 5 years. So we're looking forward to that. Yeah. People updated on that. Does anyone else have a report?
Todd and Kathy are walking in.
They're walking. Right. I guess that was a report. That was Vicki's report.
That's Vicki's report, yeah.
All right. Okay, well, I will move on. Now, I originally suggested at our last meeting that we put Measure J report under the area reports on this. And I don't see anybody here who necessarily can give that report today.
John's not here.
And yeah, so the others. So we'll go ahead and we'll table that. We'll get back to it. I know there's obviously a lot of work going on instruction-wise here on campus. And there's a lot of discussion and plans for more work to be coming. So this is going to be a very busy with construction around campus. It's going to start getting bigger from that point on. So we'll learn more about that hopefully at our next meeting. Program review update. Kathy is out there somewhere.
Just fine. Okay. She'll be here any minute.
There she
is.
Anyway.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi.
We've gotten to the point in the meeting where you get
right
to,
here, Kathy.
You get to sit here and be Dr. Gould today, apparently.
Program review.
Never get behind a car that.
Do we have a program review update?
Program review. Annual program reviews are in this week. And what that consists of is entering the Form 5000 categories into annual program review budget. Status quo, it shouldn't take long since you can't put any more money in than you had last year. We figured that was cool.
$10,000.
Yeah. And then the comprehensive programs reviews are due in the end of March.
Questions
for
that? Budget update. I guess John's not here.
It's in part of the president's update.
Well, why don't we just get to that part since we don't have the ASG person here? So I'll let you. I think it's on there somewhere. So.
Yes. Board report?
Yes.
Dr. Gould is not here today, as you can see. Not here. But he has asked that I show, go through the report that he gave to the board report, the board on January the 19th. I'm not going to go through every slide. Some of it's very board specific, but I really want to go draw your attention to the budget. The information in the budget in here, the state budget, comes from the chancellor's office. As you do know, okay, I'll go over construction quickly. If you notice, you can't get into the college easily. If you haven't noticed that, I just want to draw your attention to this little issue.
And it all changes in by tomorrow, doesn't it? This one opens and now.
Yeah, and tomorrow, good luck getting in. Just don't be late. If you know, slow down when you get here because you're probably going to go the wrong entrance. The good news is it's supposed to all be fixed the day before the spring semester begins. And John's not here, so I won't put it.
Did you come in on that helicopter?
Yeah. And in March, we're going to have, March or April, we're going to have a stoplight. And they're putting signs up so people will know where they're going. The board was a little concerned that the signage wasn't very, the art gallery's on schedule. And so is the building, remodeling the 400 building, which will begin sometime in the summer. We're up in enrollment. This is from the 320 report that was, remember, the 320 report that submitted at this time of the year only takes into consideration the actual numbers for fall and summer. Spring is estimate, and so is next summer. But if the estimate holds, this year it looks like we're going to have 7,524 FTS, which is 300 FTS over our funded cap. That doesn't sound like a lot until you multiply 300 times 5,000, which is an approximate number. It's less than that. That tells you how much.
How much of that extra consists of faculty who allow extra crashers in? In other
most
words,
most of it all.
I mean, that technically isn't really costing the district more money. We're just not getting the portion of it back.
So. Right. Well, yeah. You know, yes and no. It's very complicated, but yes and no. How's that for a presidential answer?
Very good. You're well on your way.
I'm going to skip this. We had an audit report. It was done, and the auditor spent a lot of time reporting to the board. There are some issues that he talked to the board about. We did not have a finding. A finding is a significant bad thing. He did give the board a separate letter of caution that they needed to be very careful about their reserve numbers. They had gone from 27 to 7 in a very short period of time, and if that trend continued next year, the district would get a manager. We have sold with Measure J bonds, $14 million worth of bonds in December. That will go into the bank and that Curtex will in next year. It looks like the state is going to defer money that's due us in 2010 to next year. And so John has worked with the county to get another trans. Remember that trans is a short-term borrowing to cover payroll. And that has been set up next. I don't know when that. Remember when? But I know they're working on getting the trans. Okay, this is the thing that he really wanted to go over. And I listened to the webinar, the chancellor's office, and so this all came from the governor is recommending a $12.5 billion cut, and dependent upon voter approval, extension of a $12 billion tax 5 years. If the California voters do not agree, or if it doesn't make the ballot measure for June, that $12.5 billion in that cut, $1.4 billion is designated to be cut. I'm getting it twice. I just want you all to know that in this room, I'm getting it twice. For the first one, that $5 million cut from the UC, I have a charge. $500 million from CSU, $400 million from the college system. Here's a graph. And it's just bad news. I said these kind of graphs are hard for me to, you know, the if you look at it, you look at personal income, which is the bottom, the slightly still blue bottom, shows that the personal income in California between 2006 and 2010, if you just look at that middle section, has been is less than it was. So we're all making less money than we did in 2006. But if you look at all of the things that we get our revenue from in the college, which is everything above that, don't put that in the minutes. It's just bad news. That's a bad news graph. The next one, the one in the pretty ugly colors.
There you go. Okay.
This shows that there's a structural problem in our in California. Baseline revenue and expenditures is a mix. The little the graph with the circles shows that our revenues continue to go up while our expenditures go up while our revenues are decreasing or staying. But when you want to look down, you know, that's great for California, but what does that mean for me? You always want to know, look at a governor's budget or any a president's budget, what does that mean? So what does that mean to the community colleges? Well, he's proposing a $400 million decrease in portion, which is a 6.39% decrease. But then he's turning around and saying he's going to increase the student fees from $26 a unit to $36 a unit, which generates $110 million with that 1.9% increase in growth. Now, when I listened to the seminar with Jack Scott, our chancellor, he said that's all smoke and mirrors, that's just a backhanded way of taking money away but looking like he's putting money back. That's not my words. That was Jack Scott's words. An additional $129 million in deferred payments, making it a total of $961 million to community colleges to be paid in the fall of 2000. 11% of Proposition 98 funding at the minimum level is required by law, but in a crisis, the governor can set that aside. There will be no categorical cuts as of now. Adjustments for weak property taxes in the budget year. We'll talk about that, but there's no backfill. $14.7 million in 2010-2011 property tax, which I happens. And there'll be an increase money for financial aid administration because as the fees go up, you need more financial aid.
I'm the only one.
You're the only one getting money. So everybody go visit Jan if you want to go anywhere. You're not just
kidding. Come to my office.
This slide shows that the community colleges are losing ground on FTS funding. If you look at the height of 2004, 2005 through 2005, 2006, community colleges made between around $6,000 per FTS. Now the actual money that we get is a little bit less than $5,000 per FTS. This happens at the same time that our population in California is desperate for an education. So we're being funded less while the demand increases. When the economy falls apart like it does, and people are desperate for jobs, the best place to go to get education is here. So We're going to look at some state budget scenarios. These were sent out by the league to look at what does it mean if things go good or things go bad. The governor's proposal would take $6.4 million out of the community college budget. That's if the legislature agrees to vote to have a tax referendum in June. That has to pass that hurdle first. There's some hurdles here. It can't get blocked there, so it wouldn't even go to a vote of the people. If it goes to the vote of the citizens of California in June, they have to vote to extend taxes.
Is that yes,
it's a two-thirds majority. No, it's a two-thirds majority. That's what most people are saying, isn't it? So thank you, Jan. I want to. Okay. Anyway, that takes that's the $400 million, and so if it doesn't pass in June, the tax vote doesn't pass in June, but the governor keeps the Prop 98 guarantee, we'll get a 9.9% decrease in funding. If the governor sets aside Prop 98 and we don't get taxes, we get a 14.4% cut. None of those are good scenarios, but they go from bad to worse. So proposed budget impact on IBC. Now, this was prepared not by us, but by the state. There'd be, in the first scenario up there, the good one, the 6.6 million, there'd be a $1.8 million reduction in apportionment to IBC next year. If the voters do not approve the extension, that cut goes to $4 million. We would get an additional $741,000 in growth revenue, and that's that equal to the projected increase in pay. The $1.8 million, that's if everybody votes for taxes. That's the growth money. You know, that's the $10 increase in that pay. Yes, it's coming. So the net loss compared to the baseline of 2010-11, if you look at the current year, we have $37 million. If the governor gets the proposal he wants, it's going to go to just a little bit over $36 million. With the Prop 98 minimum, we'll go to $34 million. And if they suspend Prop 98, we'll go down to 33. Those are significant, devastating blows to the college. If you look at a two-year comparison of major expenditures at IBC, why would you? And it's enough of this, right? Okay. In 2009-10 and 2010-11, I'm sure the president will be sending this out. Here is where our expenditures lie. If you look at this and you've had time quickly to add up everything, you would see the majority of our expenditures lie in salaries. This is the one that makes the most sense to me of all those graphs. And it's the 2011-12 IBC's governor proposed budget. Green line shows our reserve. As you can see, we all know, we've seen this enough, thanks to Mr. Donnell, that our reserve is continually being whittled. Our revenue source from 2006 to 2011-12 is continuing to decrease, and our expenses are, I don't know why they're decreasing too. This is the president's slide, not mine.
He came from John Lowe's office.
Well, our revenue has to decrease because we don't have money to, we don't have any more money in the bank, so I guess they decrease. The president is putting together a blue ribbon task force of external people to help advise him on what role they would do, given no money. we put it to the board that each trustee will be able to put in three names, and he's going to pick five of those, and he's going to pick people from talent and education and out of education. He also wants to put in this internal budget strategy. The vice presidents are reviewing the budgets right now, by the way, looking for buying lottery tickets. Get us out of this mess. We probably really need to come together. I said this earlier today. This is a test. I've seen this college do this before, and it was remarkable that we all need to set aside our turfs, and we need to come together as a community and try to solve the issue, because we're sort of all in this together. And we need to look at our guiding principles, which are educating our students, and try to work through this together. He's going to have 12 people in that, all from the outside. Budget advocacy strategies that the president is engaging in. We are being told by Sacramento not to ruffle too many feathers right now, because as bad as our hit is, it's not as bad as it is for instance. And so that we might want to be careful. But there will be a concerted effort. One of the things the governor's proposing is to move census, some kind of mess with census somehow. And I haven't actually, I haven't actually heard how he wants to move.
They want to move census. Deeper into the semester,
in the
so
semester.
You only get paid for failing class at 2/3 instead of 3 class. So if you have a big dropout rate, you're not going to get paid for anything.
And they've also considered the bill that was introduced last year, the blended census apportionment, which is census plus leaders and paying in the average. Community colleges are just after for fair treatment.
They got laid in on this morning. They backed off the census.
They backed off the census.
Because it's not going to do what they want to do.
What's the workload?
Workload reduction is what the chancellor's office prefer to have happen. Instead of the smoke and mirrors, just say community college, you're going to get $400 million less. This is what your cap's going to be reduced to. And so everybody knows up front what it is. And that's what the chancellor's office is predicting. And then he said, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to serve as many students. But the citizens of the state need to know that we're in trouble. Because that's what they're doing at UCs and CSUs.
They want to prioritize recent high school grads, incoming freshmen that graduated from high school, people who have been simply laid off or someone. How the heck do you do that and have an open door policy? You can't, by info, can't.
But the
ledge, choose your population.
The ledge analyst is the stuff from the ledge analyst on Friday is recommending to the legislatures that they change the constitution, that we will not be.
I think that's probably
That's nothing that can happen next year.
Not unless somebody puts a bill in and they do it immediately, but probably not. There's too many. Too complicated.
So a lot of this stuff. I mean, obviously, we're in an immediate financial crisis.
We have to.
But it looks like they're looking 10 years down the road.
Well,
sort of, how do we avoid getting into this crisis again?
Well, I think they're looking at how do they make cuts more politically palatable for the voters.
Because I didn't think
there really is no way. They're going to slam the door in a lot of ways, trying to find a way to save their jobs.
This is a number that just appalled me. Last year, this year, 2010-11, there were 140,000 high school graduates eligible for four-year institutions. So these are kids at the higher end of the spectrum that were shut out of any type of higher education. They thought they were going to a CSU or UC, got turned down. This is from the gym. Got turned down because of cuts. So then they decided to go to the community college. Couldn't get into the priority registration. And that's what is behind the change in looking at our priority registration. think about it, that's an awful lot of very young people that are going to be, you know, now kind of lost to a system if we can't.
Thank you very much.
Well, I think that those kids, those are where those kids are going to go. I think that the private colleges are by leaps and bounds. I mean, they already are. For profit, because I used to work for, you know, and they can go up and down at a drop of the hat. They don't have to do much to up their enrollment. So.
Yeah, the Times More Money does discriminate against the school. In fact, the majority of the new veterans benefit, the new loan benefit, the new extra money for a second Pell has all gone to private universities, Phoenix,
Ashcroft,
Ashland. All those, these major for-profit universities across the country are getting on that.
Thank you. Thank we have a lot of grants that are going on. We have more grants. The board's going to if you all want to go to the IBC Foundation Hall of Fame dinner, it's February 10th. January 27th is Professional Scout. And the grant's not paid for either one of those.
The board retreat, Kathy?
Oh, yeah, board retreat.
It's not on there, but it's tentative.
The board retreat is tentatively on the only day of the academic year, which is March 26th. I was going to take my granddaughter to Disney. But I'll hear it.
Let's all go to Disneyland.
Yeah, let's have our board retreat.
That sounds like a
California
retreat, too. Yes.
This is the actual
we can experience the decline of California on that roller coaster.
If you have questions, please email them to the president. He's in Washington, D.C., and I'm sure he'd be happy to answer your questions this evening.
He sent me an email today.
Any questions or comments?
No, it's open.
It's open to the public. Yeah, the retreat's open to the
public. It's a regular board meeting.
They spend a lot of time talking about in-depth issues like the budget and policy. No, spring recess for us is not.
End of April.
Okay, any other questions? I think he's notifying people. I don't think they've started.
Is that
free? What passport? No, they're wrong. They're community members. And the point of it is that the IBC is a community college. It represents there's going to be some difficult decisions they're going to have to do, especially tax. So his wish is to involve community.
Thank you.
I am on my way to San Diego to meet with the civic CIO by that there's issues, problems. We'll go get them. I'll make stuff up and make us look really good. Don't put that in the middle.
Thank you very much.
You want to go back to the picture? All right.
Okay, back on track here. Okay, I don't think too many committees have met this month, but I do know technology planning met. Have any other committees met this month? Okay, Todd, what did you guys talk about?
Sure, we have a light attendance, but primarily technology planning. So documents, planning, working on support decks. Tricks of framework technology campus. So those at this point, those documents will now drive the technology
That was the thing.
That's great.
It's a procedure.
Good. Are there any other committee reports? Don't want to go through the whole list because I don't see really much point. Okay, so I'll move on to discussion information items. I'm not sure, Gayla's not here, so I'm not sure about the Veterans Memorial.
You know, she had sent us 7 slides. They're on the desktop.
All right.
But I'm not sure what the request was. See, okay. Image 1 through 7 on the far right.
Ah.
There's image 1.
That doesn't really help me much.
Yeah.
I'm afraid.
Nice logos.
They're very nice logos. Why don't we table that to our next meeting? Yeah. So hopefully Gayla can be here for our next meeting. She can sort of talk about that. What's going on. The other discussion items are the board policy 3720 and academic policy 3720, computer network use. I don't have the attachments on that computer.
Oh, yeah.
But Todd, you wanted to talk about them. They were included in the agenda.
Sure. So these are on the agenda for discussion today and for action. Kind of together, jointly, let me kind of frame work here because they're really, these aren't new policies per se. The administrative procedure, so AP 3720, actually is almost verbatim existing board policy 37. And so right now, if you go to the website, board policy, look up 3720, you will see what we are proposing to administrative procedure. Some more detail. There was a little bit of wordsmithing that was done on the document, but that's substantive change. And what is new is the new board policy, which is now read into the more typical of the board policy. So we have the board policy, which really sets the general guidance in terms of network. Then you have the administrative procedure, which is the current board policy, moving it down to administrative procedure. So no real change in terms of the actual language or expectations or more kind of just being in line board policy administrative procedure. The only addition to now administrative procedure 720 is the actual knowledge, so which is pretty standard practice amongst organizations to have an acknowledgement received policy. So over time, that would become part of HR process. So newly hired, they would copy their policy and sign up. Now, the way that many institutions deal with this now forward is that they actually have as part of the log network, you actually sit with the SLES policy. Whether or not we do that. So those are the only changes. We are working on another policy that is not ready to come forward yet. Web pages, both official IPC web pages, others, official sanction. Talk a little bit about that. So you should expect those maybe.
Okay, I got them up on the screen finally.
Yes,
so this, the board policy is very short and says pretty self-explanatory, I'd say. And then the administrative procedure obviously goes into much more detail. So, all sorts of details. And a lot of this is similar to what was already in place, as you said, right?
But it's all currently in our board policy, except for there was some language in there that I had to amend and stuff. There's some cleanup of actual language, no substantive change.
So effectively, the board policy is just a simple statement, and then the procedure is sort of what used to be the board policy. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Violation of
administrative procedures say how are you.
So if any administrative procedure within that policy, and every policy needs to be.
This is the final sheet where the sign, the signature would go, is that correct?
Once it gets implemented, absolutely. And just by the way, this language on this form.
Any other questions for Todd? Okay, we will be voting on these later. That actually takes me to. All right, there are no action items today, so let's get to adjournment here. Back to the picture. You'll notice that the next scheduled meeting is February 14th, which is also Valentine's Day and the first day of classes, so I don't think that's a good day for a meeting, so we will cancel that meeting, and our next meeting for College Council will be February 28th. So we got a nice long break between meetings for fall to right, get those minutes together. So thank you, everybody. Meeting's adjourned.
You didn't give me the privilege to say I moved us with during the meeting. I was ready for that, but okay, next time.
Right. If we finish the entire agenda, then we don't have to vote on the